It really has been a mad morning this morning, chez Hermione Jean Gould. Somebody's sending me flowers. Oh, what a nice thing to do. Every day brings another bouquet, and I don't know who to say thank you to. Sometimes they're thrown through the window, or down through the chimney they fall. Sometimes at night, when I turn out the light, they come through a crack in the wall. Now that my house is a garden, bursting with blossoms and blooms, I stand there for hours admiring my flowers, and I'd like to sit down, but there just isn't room. Somebody's sending me flowers, more than I ever have had, and it's adorable stuff, but enough is enough, and if I see another bouquet, I'll go mad. Flowers are the language of love, I'm told, a language divine. Each pretty little blossom has a message to unfold. That's all except mine. Now, if flowers are the language of affection, well, how can I interpret this collection? He started by sending me bluebells. Strangely enough, they were grey. Each little bloom had a horrid perfume, and besides being grey, they were papier-mâché. There followed a large pot of fungus. Then, as an added surprise, he sent me a plant that proceeded to pant, and later began catching flies. Oh, the cactus corsage touched me deeply, a beautiful plant in its prime. And I felt much the same when the rock garden came, one rock at a time. Somebody madly adores me. I don't know who to suspect. And I can't afford to be madly adored. Oh, I do wish he'd stop sending flowers.